This is Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan, a.k.a. the Alpha Cyberwolf, addressing Stanford Law, because Stanford is one of the birthplaces of artificial intelligence and the place where Google was spawned. Serious technology. Google's kind of a big deal. Google boys A and B are kind of looked up to in the American world, and you kind of understand how serious Google rankings and reputation are, right? In the tech world. I hope I'm talking to people who can fathom these concepts and maybe even listen to somebody who doesn't have a Stanford degree, like Bill Gates and Elon Musk, who also dropped out of college. I also dropped out of someplace slightly less prestigious, UCSB, before becoming an independent, startup in technology. Working to crack Microsoft for over 15 years. So, let's get to who benefits, what's in it for me? That's marketing, right? This is all about marketing. This is 90% about marketing, all right? These scientists and these white trash geeks have their heads so far up their asses and their egos so big that they try to diss marketers as not relevant or like secondary. Marketing is primary, okay? Right? Do you really think a name like Proton Mail carries that much brand value in the internet that you can get away with like bloody murder? Like Proton Mail, it's based on concepts of like physics and communications, right? Like the proton bouncing around, and it's supposed to be so secure, encrypted, and scientific CERN plus MIT level, so impressive that actual like nuclear encryption technology is behind it. That's how hard it is to crack. Yeah, right. They are reading emails behind the scenes and personally blocking out emails and crafting fake error messages when I was only sending like 100 emails per day. Okay? When I'm a paid client, by 100, 200 emails a day is nothing. I didn't spam anybody. There weren't any spam. I had like 3 or 4 bounces. Nothing. Nothing. Zero. Like 3, 4, 5. Not even a high bounce rate to trigger any spam things. So anyway, with the Wowels canine-themed personal luxury aircraft, you can order them. If you know anybody in Stanford who has realism about technology and law and consumer products, who likes canines, like dogs, dog lovers. This is a brand for dog lovers in a dog-eat-dog world. It really is a dog-eat-dog world. Anyone who says differently is not really grown up. You can make commissions for referring it. I'm allowed to do pre-orders just like Elon Musk is, except I don't have a board to consult. I can smoke weed without the SEC doing, if they tell me, if the FTC or the FDA or those cocksuckers have anything to say about me smoking weed and flying around in my spaceships, they're going to get killed. And that's space race and IP law. And that's credibility. They have no credibility. These white trash FDA medical quack frauds are dead meat. So is the FDA. They're going to get annihilated in space race technology. They're just going to be like third-rate government bureaucrat hacks trying to legislate what they can't legislate now that they're exposed. The whole thing with drones and quadcopters flying around, it's so impressive, right? I'm going to get quadcopter deliveries from Amazon. How is the FDA going to rule about this new and exciting technology? Newsflash, white trash geeks. Quadcopters ain't shit compared to VTOL technology and politics and law and branding. So the Wowels, personal luxury aircraft VTOLs, the wolf owl themed ones, yeah, they can take you up to like 5,000, 7,000, whatever feet, and with the VTOL. And then they have the owl intelligence, you know. And of course, they can work in packs because it's wolf themed. And then you can just use the Super Glide SX feature to navigate to your destination. And if you have to cross international boundaries and jurisdictions, and you go up against F-35s, you'll have the means to cyber attack them and pump them full of lead, shoot them bitches out the sky, feed them to the sharks. You want to know reality of F-35s? I've talked to like Muslim, real deal, naval military experts and veterans. F-35 launch cables will decapitate sailors and fling their decapitated corpses overboard into a swarm of frenzied sharks. I repeat, that is the reality of F-class aerospace technology, obsolete and causing unnecessary deaths of United States military personnel. As in, yes, metal cables severing their head and then being flung overboard to swarms of hungry sharks. That is reality in aerospace and technology, and anybody who thinks different is not even a six-year-old baby. The government does not own you. They like to think they do. They like to think that because they drank blood together in some ritual that they own your body, soul, and spirit from cradle to grave, but they don't. There were some decent people in the government. The people who founded the United States were extremely intelligent people who did their best to hammer out just and honest laws to the best of their ability under very difficult circumstances involving very brutal wars, like people losing limbs and legs and gangrene, being shot by weapons like gunpowder weapons that, yes, originated in China from gunpowder and were brought to Europe by Genghis Khan and the Mongols, who introduced gunpowder to European technology developers, which was then used to conquer the Americas. That's real education, not Marxist, white trash, faggot American education, but real education, which you can find on the internet, now that Stanford's obsolete. So yeah, the pneumatics weapons are a whole lot better than the gunpowder weapons, meaning you can have them on your personal luxury aircraft. And if you have to fight an F-35 over your rights to travel freely over the earth, you best believe you'll have the ability to hit them with the cyber attack and pump them full of lead. It don't even have to be lead. You can choose your missile types, meaning you could even like shoot like paintball composites or other electronics disabling missiles. And, you know, you've seen that movie Top Gun, what happens to a jet when it gets blasted out of the sky. It ain't pretty. It just does like a flat spin and just goes into the ocean. And then their necks are broken and blood's coming out of their nose. And they probably get eaten by sharks. And that's that. You know, if you sniffed Tom Cruise's jock and thought his put on the brakes, fly right by little combat maneuver was so, so impressive as to be worthy of a sequel, I think you drank some Kool-Aids. You know, yeah, Tom Cruise is okay. I did enjoy some of his movies. And I too have a Napoleon complex in some ways. As in, I believe in legalized mutual combat, like Napoleonic Code. Yeah, Napoleon definitely had some, really intelligent ideas. And he was a major shaper of the modern world. You know, so these people that do like aircraft engineering and design, they're not geniuses. They're smart. Don't get me wrong. Aerospace is like cool shit, but engineers are just like bupkis, a small cog in the wheel. The main thing is like intellectual property law strategy, right? Like grand strategy. So yeah, I studied Robert Greene, 33 Strategies of War, 48 Laws of Power. I've read Musashi in multiple translations, Sun Tzu in multiple translations. And yeah, technology and spycraft is not a 1 year old. It's not even a 100 year old baby. It's like this stuff is ancient. It's the compilation of all of the wisdom of all the legacy of humanity that goes into space travel, right? I mean, think of the amount of time it takes for a human to come up with a memorable quote, right? Like Leonardo da Vinci, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Yeah, so to come up with like just one quote, he had to experience probably like 50 years of life, eat like 100 pounds of cow meat, and sit there thinking and interact with like thousands of different humans and look at all these different architectural designs. And then he comes up, simplicity is the ultimate form of sophistication. Like a beautiful quote about technology and development. You better believe I'm a fan in some ways of Leonardo da Vinci. I don't know exactly what his outlook was, but yeah, looking at those diagrams and blueprints and stuff is amazing stuff. So simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. And you better believe Wowels is simple and sophisticated. And so is Auto Yurt. Mongolian Yurt, outer space encampment technology is both as simple as can be and as sophisticated as can be. Out of that CC, center control pillar, you can get all of your energy needs, electricity, water, and artificial intelligence, voice activated, pneumatics, inflatable furnitures. It's all right there at your fingertips. Yeah. Like if you want couches inflated in your yurt, you can just, you know, speak into the CC and woof, poof, shazam. You're going to get inflatable furniture, and you can even make these yurts into like two-story things. Don't think you're limited in diameter or height, how big these yurts can be. These are extensible, meaning they fold up. You know, this thing, it's telescoping, right? That CC center control pillar is like a telescoping thing that can accommodate like almost any height, right? This is extremely sophisticated engineering. By, yes, a cannabis smoker, a cannabis smoking UCSB dropout. So who studied intellectual property law and technology development and how to attack Bill Gates and Microsoft and their 5,000 team of bar bunnies, you know, how to outmaneuver them. So let's see. So yeah, the Auto Yurt CC center control pillar is extremely sophisticated technology. Yeah, it did cost lives to make this technology a reality. CC was murdered by police. You know, it's named partially after one of the co-creators, CC, an African-American engineering genius. Sorry, white trash American scientist and white nationalist. African-Americans are absolutely capable of brilliant breakthroughs in engineering and technology. And you're in for a rude awakening if you think that your pristine white lineage makes you completely immune, you know, to getting beat in technology innovation by Africans. So, it's like telescoping CC center control pillar technology, and then the range, the diameter on the auto yurts is also adjustable. So it's like semi-inflatable and hemp thermoplastics. It's like near magic technology. You'll see how it works. And voice activated, you can pick the diameter that you want on your yurt when it inflates, right? It's almost like magically made of electrons, right? That can protect you in all elements. It's almost like a holographic yurt, made almost purely out of intellectual property law and concepts like quantum materialization. So yeah, was America built on slavery? I don't know. I never had a slave, but people definitely do try to make slaves out of each other. That's kind of how the world works. you know, if you've seen those movies, like prisons in the South, you know, it's so scary. I don't even like to talk about it, but like with the, you know, with the honkies, with the shotguns, watching over people, you know, rake leaves and build railroad tracks. That's American history and culture. So artificial intelligence is going to make niggers out of a whole lot of people. And there may be some white niggers being slaves to black masters. That's right. If you're a African-American male and you understand how to wield artificial intelligence, you can probably rule over white trash geeks and have them like pretty much your slaves to build your brands. Artificial intelligence is race neutral. So, I repeat, artificial intelligence is race neutral. Like a, you know, 6-7-year-old African-American girl, or even maybe like a Down syndrome kid, literally like a Down syndrome kid could be smarter if he understands, oh, I can register a domain name and engineer my own thing, quirky, whatever, you know, you can look at the screen. I've met some Down syndrome kids that weren't that messed up, you know. Even a Down syndrome kid can figure out, oh, wait, I could build something creative with this out of words as the DNA and protect it with intellectual property law. And I can make some white trash bitch faggot geek from Stanford my nigger using intellectual property law and business strategy. So, you know, that's kind of how it could go, Stanford. So, yeah, Stanford created Google, but, you know, they also, they made themselves obsolete, right? Google's not perfect. It has some competition, but, you know, if you can look things up in Google and you can look things up on the internet, you know, there's no more need to pretend that, you know, going to Stanford Medical School and you know, engaging in little bitch-ass, scandalous, white trash, faggot shit, like making a little pill that doesn't do shit and trying to charge like $4,000 per pill billed to insurance and tax. You know, that doesn't fly when you have a brain. You know, when you have a brain bigger than a pea, you can realize that those pharmaceutical faggots at Stanford ain't going nowhere in life and that they're dead in the water. I think like 10,000 feet deep in PR hell. So, yeah, I mean, the pharmaceuticals, Stanford Medical School, and those little guys, those little vermin, those little insects, jabbering away and making little plans for like intellectual property law and patents for their little pharma bunny quack doctor pills that they want to, you know, they want to work to force it on people. They want to use the military to literally force their worthless little shit down people's throats when anybody with a brain knows that cannabis is just fine and pure and healthy. And so is mushrooms, and so is cocaine, and so is heroin. Yeah, so while we're on the topic of those quote-unquote illegal drugs like cannabis, cocaine, mushrooms, heroin, and peyote, let's talk about the guy who created Bitcoin, or the guy who ran the Great Silk Road. You know, he's currently in prison. They gave him like 200,000 back-to-back life sentences for providing fair economic value. And I'm initiating a Stanford Law School legal movement to get him out of jail and make the government compensate him $100 million for false imprisonment. These white trash kangaroos who stack the charges against that honest businessman who created the Great Silk Road, it wasn't a black market. It was a fair and open market with fair economics and cryptocurrency that righteously defies United States fiat currency and provides medicines like cannabis and cocaine at fair market value price with, hold on, get this, real consumer feedback. The Great Silk Road, run by that guy. I'm going to look up his name. Somebody tell me his name. Was it Ross something? I don't know. I'll find it. You know his name. The guy who did the black market thing, the internet thing that spawned the Bitcoin revolution. They got him on like 500 back-to-back life sentences, these white trash faggot kangaroos, these scummy little blood-drinking vampire frauds. So, yeah, we're going to kill him and get that guy out of jail. And that's kind of how life goes. You know, when these little quack bunny faggot white trash kangaroos are involved in medical fraud. Yeah, so that guy that started that thing, he named himself after that, like, Princess Bride movie. What did he call himself? You know, you've seen that Princess Bride movie, that white knighting movie. Yeah, it's not as you wish, bitch. I'm not a feminist. I'm definitely not chivalrous after dealing with a female trying to drink my very blood. What was that guy's name? The Dread Pirate Roberts. So, yeah. They have him in jail in Texas, and we're going to get him out, and the government's going to owe him $100 million for false imprisonment. Those kike cocksuckers at the Federal Reserve, $21 trillion in debt, and trying to accuse somebody of providing fair market value medicines as a criminal when they're over a trillion times as criminal. No, artificial intelligence is about actual justice, too. It's about fair economic value. So, yeah, that guy's going to come out of jail. We're going to kill the sheriffs. But just like we're going to use AI to kill that white trash faggot, Alameda County Sheriff Gregory Ahern. He's going to get shot in the streets and catch a bad one with pneumatics for violating civil rights with impunity. Yeah, so that's artificial intelligence and law and artificial intelligence and weapons and artificial intelligence and space travel. That's a real stakes. If you lose in artificial intelligence and space race technology, your body, soul, and spirit becomes fuel for space travel, eternal fuel. And anybody who thinks differently is not even a six-month-old baby in terms of economics, technology, and law. Stay tuned for more Stanford Law students, alumni, whatever, for this tier students, give them the real deal, the real scoop on like what's really going down in technology with Google and intellectual property law. If you care about them or don't, I don't give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck if they end up as rocket fuel. I mean, yes and no, it's not my wish exactly, but you get the picture. And yeah, I'm directly addressing Stanford law students because people look up to you in America. You have the prestige of going to a very famous non-Ivy League law school that is famous for being the place where Google came out of. So you can potentially be one of the very few people in the United States that understands precisely what the hell I am trying to explain. That this sort of thing is not a little baby's game, pretending to run a secure email business and then just exploiting your client's private emails for personal financial gain. Andy Yen, you're dead. You're a dead man, and your dead corpse is going to be used as propulsion technology and fuel for eternal space travel. And that's kind of how it goes. And that's what the SAME is looking at for every last employee, funder, and legal strategist for Proton Mail. This is Jesse Gilbert, a.k.a. General Hakan, a.k.a. the Alpha Cyberwolf, giving you a dose of reality in artificial intelligence and law.